Show episode 20 live from Montreal, Canada. That's right, guys. I am still here in Montreal with my man Johnny Big Rig Hedricks. Thursday, the day before weigh-ins, 2 days before he takes on Carlos Condit in the co-main event of UFC 158 at the Bell Center, with George St. Pierre defending his welterweight title against Nick Diaz. Johnny and Carlos, that is for the number one contender slot, although Johnny is considered to be the number one contender by any and every official MMA ranking system. That should be said, where I think Carlos is number two, Nick Diaz is ranked at number three, as I understand it. Regardless, Johnny is in great shape. He's ready to roll. They just got done the press conference, which was exciting. It was pretty much the Nick Diaz show, because Nick is a very interesting guy. We all want to know a little bit more about him, what makes him tick, and what makes him such a great fighter. I've said this all the time. I'm a big Nick Diaz fan, even Nate Diaz. I like those kids. I like the Cesar Gracie team. I like the way those guys fight. But there's something about Nick that's different from other great athletes. What is it? Who knows? I don't know. The media's been trying for years to figure it out. I don't even think Nick knows, or even his coach, Cesar Gracie. It's just one of those things that makes him special and unique. Speaking of special and unique, let's go back to Johnny Hendricks. Johnny, this is my fourth fight with him. We started before his knockout of John Fitch, and then we went and beat Josh Koscheck, then we went and knocked out Martin Kampman. Now here we are fighting Carlos Condit. In that time, I've gotten to know Johnny pretty well as a professional, as a competitor, but also as a friend and as a man. Johnny Hendricks is one of the few athletes I can honestly say loves fighting. There is not a single hint of nervousness or anxiety in Johnny. And other athletes, they're very confident. They believe in their abilities, just like every great athlete should. But there's some sort of anxiety. The what if? Who knows what's going to happen? That's normal. And some would say, as Randy Couture would say, that type of anxiety keeps you sharp. That keeps Randy sharp. He's famously made a quote similar to that. Johnny Hendricks, there's no anxiety. There's no nervousness. Johnny literally is smiling on his way to a fight. His personality brightens. Most other athletes, they get a little calmer. They slow down. They get a little quiet. They get introverted. Johnny's the opposite. He becomes Big Rig. He brightens up when it's fight time. Now, Nick Diaz, he missed the open workout yesterday. And that's a problem. Dana White had said if Nick does anything wrong, does anything bad, he could get pulled from this card. When he missed that open workout, Johnny's eyes opened. He said, wow, maybe I can get the shot. Maybe I can jump in on a day's notice and fight George St. Pierre for the world title and add an additional 10 minutes to the fight. Give me a 25-minute fight instead of a 15-minute fight. Let me fight the baddest guy on the planet. I mean, other guys, other athletes would say, hey, I need a little time, my training camp, I didn't train for this. Some guys turn down 5-round fights on 6 weeks' notice because it's not enough time. Johnny is just chomping at the bit. So one of the things I really like about being here with Johnny, he's a great guy. He's very personable. He makes us late all the time because he stops for every single fan and he's genuine. He takes the photos. He has conversations with people. He gets to know them on a personal level, which is what makes him such a superstar and such a strong fan favorite. And I think that's what also helps propel him and pushes him forward. That might be his secret. He enjoys and embraces the energy that the fans give him. And I got to tell you, the fans absolutely love him, especially up here in Canada. Because in Canada, George St. Pierre, he's the man. He is their Michael Jordan. Johnny should be the enemy because he's publicly said he's coming for GSP's belt. He wants the belt. He thinks he can beat GSP. He thinks GSP is a great matchup for him, for Johnny. The Canadian fans might say, hey, you know what? this guy, he wants our champ. He's going to come and, you know, try and take GSP's belt from our house, take it away from our country. The farthest couldn't be from the truth. Is that the right way to say it? I don't know. But that's not the way it is. Everybody in Montreal loves him. I was talking to the bellhop, the valet. They talk about what a great guy Johnny is. The barista at the little Starbucks cafe downstairs in the hotel. Everywhere I go, they say, hey, you're with Johnny Hendrick. Oh, what a nice guy. And everybody says, I was talking to him earlier. People I meet in the elevators, we're in the hot tub. He's teaching, little kid Seth, really cute, 4 or 5 years old, came and sat down in the hot tub with the UFC fighters. Johnny took the time to talk to this kid and talk about boxing and talk about training and talk about discipline like a martial artist would, like a father, like an instructor, like a teacher. I mean, that's what makes these camps with Johnny so great, is being around the person, is getting to know the human and the man. And that's why I love my job as a coach, doing what I do. I've said it before. I don't know if I brought it up on the Mike Dolce show. I'm blessed to be at a point in my career that I can work with only the athletes I choose to work with. I get phone calls every week for, you know, very high-level elite athletes inside the sport of MMA, but also in other sports, and MLB, Major League Baseball, NBA, the professional wrestling even, NFL. You know, I get these phone calls, but specifically MMA is my niche, even the sport of boxing. But MMA is my niche, and I get these phone calls from these guys. And not to say that they're bad guys, but I only have so much time in my day and I only have so much emotional capacity to give. And I'm blessed that I can give my emotional capacity. I can give my all to the guys that I really like, guys that I truly like to be around as a person, guys that make me a better person, not just guys or girls that look good on my resume. I'm fortunate. My resume is stellar. I have a great who's who of elite athletes. And at this point in my career, I can work with guys like Johnny, guys like Thiago Alves, guys like Chael Sonnen, guys like Vitor Belfort, guys like Nick Lentz. I mean, these are my career guys. These are guys that I want to be with through their career and see them ride off into the sunset with gold around their waist and a big old stack of cash for their family that they can go and enjoy the next 60, 70 years of their life. And guess what? Our work doesn't finish when they step out of the octagon, because every time I work with an athlete, I don't care about the competition. I care about their health. I care about their wellness. I care about their longevity. I care about them being healthy, upstanding citizens, taking care of their families, just like I care about you guys. So I'm kind of, you know, talking about Johnny and doing the rant here on Johnny just a little bit. But Johnny's no different than you guys. Johnny's no different than me in that sense, that the plan never changes. The principles never change. It's always the same goal. Our goal is to be as healthy as possible every second of our life. And every second we should become healthier, because our lifestyle decisions become better, because we are informed. Maybe you've read the Dolce Diet Living Lean. Maybe you're using the recipes in the Living Lean cookbook. Maybe you're following the Dolce Diet principles. You're making these informed decisions and you're accountable to your goals. That's what propels you forward. That's what propels me forward. That's the way I've been able to achieve any sort of success, whether it's my own health and wellness or my relationships or financial stability or just other projects and pursuits I have in my own life, other passions. It's the accountability and following an informed plan. We need to be educated. We need to understand the factors that surround our goals. How do we best get there? What's the most efficient manner? What's the safest, the healthiest manner? What is in our long-term best interest? And what's in the best interest of those around us? Like I talked on the last podcast, episode 19, I went off about sugar and about soda, and I'm still on that kick. I mean, it just infuriates me, because I've seen some of the feedback of the New York Times article and the Bloomberg petition to have the sodas, beverages over 16 ounces taken off certain shelves. So they're not as accessible. Just so they're not as accessible to people, specifically the younger people, kids, teenagers, individuals that are still developing. They don't know what's in their best interest, and unfortunately, they haven't been taught at home let's say, because their parents aren't informed. Now, at this stage of life, parents, once you become a parent, whether you're a 15-year-old parent or you're a 55-year-old parent, you have an obligation to become informed about what's in the best interest of your health and the health of your family. You have a leadership role to make the tough decisions that are in the best interest of your family. Now, dad, mom, if you're coming home with a bag of McDonald's or KFC and a few Big Gulps and you're handing them out to the kids, well, shame on you. What are you teaching? You're teaching your children, you're teaching your family that, hey, it's okay to consistently poison ourselves. It's okay to make ourselves less healthy with each decision. And don't say, hey, it's less expensive, because that's BS. That's bullshit. Through the Living Lean Cookbook and all of our recipes, we have proven how inexpensive it is to truly eat healthy if you're following the Dolce diet guidelines of earth-grown nutrients. Eating every 2 to 4 hours based on what you just did, what you're about to do. But we have a wide variety of vital nutrients that we rotate through our diet, through our lifestyle. That's why the Dolce diet recipes are so dynamic. We have so many varied nutrients in each meal and each recipe. Just make a new recipe every day or every week when you go back to the grocery store. Buy 2 or 3 different ingredients that you didn't have the week prior. So you're constantly rotating those vital nutrients through your household. You're exposing your family, exposing your children to these vital nutrients. You're not exposing them to the addictive, negative impact causing nutrients, or not even nutrients, we'll say ingredients. There's nothing nutritious about these false ingredients that they're getting in the processed foods, whether it be soda and colored flavored drinks, whether it be all the bagged chips, the frozen meals, fried products. How dare you serve fried products to your family unless they're, quote, and here at the Dolce Diet, we say fried very tongue-in-cheek, our tropical fried chicken, our coconut fried chicken. We say fried, but it's not fried. We all know the Dolce Diet. We cook at a low temperature. We're not frying. We're not high heating anything. We're cooking at low temperature. We're not breaking down the integrity of the nutrients. We're using very, very healthy oils, coconut oil, grapeseed oil, peanut oil, very healthy oils. So we're coating our nutrients in even more nutritious oils, not just some disgusting McDonald's waste away, cockroaches won't even go near it type of oil, whatever the heck they're frying their stuff in. So all this stuff, guys, I want you to really buckle down, pay attention, make the hard decisions. Open your cabinets in your house, just like I say in the Living Lean Cookbook, just like we talk about in 3 weeks to Shredded. The most important thing for a lifestyle change is to know where you're starting. Walk into your kitchen, open your cabinets, open your pantry, open your refrigerator, and start pulling things out. Read the ingredients. Can you recognize and identify each ingredient in there? Are there chemicals in there? What do those chemicals do? How do they interact with the human physiology? What are the negative effects? What are the negative effects in children? Think about that. Now, parents, don't lead your children down a path of lifelong disease. I mean, just look at the facts. Look at how sick we Americans are now. The most technologically advanced as we've ever been. And we're dying faster than we ever have, right? 2/3 of all adult Americans are obese. Nearly half of American children are obese. Why is that? Is it because of the great quality of food that we're feeding them? Or is it the poor decisions that you're making? So guys, come on. Let's buck up. Let's get this stuff done. Now, we're going to switch over. We're going to bring in Brandy just like we did last time. And we're going to finish with some more Q&A. We were so swamped with Q&A from what you guys left on the Facebook page. I just wanted to get on here now, talk to you, say hello, let you know that we didn't forget about you. I mean, busy, super busy in the middle of fight week, getting Johnny here prepared. We're entering into the final weight cut, and Johnny's cut is going amazing. He can't believe how great he feels. This is the heaviest he's ever been this deep in the fight week. But it's the leanest. It's the strongest. It's the freshest he's felt. And we keep track. I'm kind of a, what's the word? OCD, obsessive compulsive. I track everything. I use the scientific method in all aspects of life, specifically in my profession. And I share the data with all of my athletes and their team, their medical staff, their coaches, their family members, their management system. Everything is above board. And we're looking at all the data. And we can't believe how much progress we've made with Johnny since November. We're excited for this fight here in March. And we can't wait to keep going forward. Johnny goes out. He gets past a very tough Carlos Condit, who's a super cool guy. Like Carlos a lot. But Johnny's got to go out there, get past Carlos, and then what? Then Dana White just said at the UFC press conference, Johnny will be fighting for the world title. Hopefully it's GSP. It could very well be Nick Diaz. But it's always nice to take out the champion when he's sitting on top. So good stuff there, guys. Remember, do the right thing. Make the right decisions. This podcast is going to be a little short today just because we're so crammed on time. But I did want to jump in. I wanted to say hello. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit and keep this going. Stay motivated. I'm back in Vegas on Sunday night, Monday. And I got an exciting project. I got two exciting projects coming up. I can't quite release them yet. The ink isn't dry. Going to blow your mind. You guys, it's all for you. It's myself, thankfully, I'm in a position that I can share information, that there's enough people that actually care about what I have to say, that they want to listen, and now I have the ability to share it through different outlets, major outlets, and I'm going to do that with you guys and just share this information that kind of flows from you through me right back to you. It's this never-ending cycle, this loop of information that we keep kicking back to each other. So I'm excited, you know, number one, weight cut, weigh in. Fight, victory, home, family, boom. Another podcast coming on Monday for you guys, episode 21. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, hopefully. Oh, I'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll be able to talk about it just a little bit. Exciting stuff coming. And then big things coming. Guys, UFC Fit. We've talked about it. UFC Fit is coming. Check out the new edition of UFC 360 magazine. There's a good article in there. We're touching on UFC Fit. Now, it's not just a poster with my abs popping out and the UFC Fit team standing behind me. It's a little more in-depth article. So you want to hear about UFC Fit? You want to know what it is? Get to your newsstands. Check out the UFC 360 magazine. But guess what? This is March. In April, more news is coming. A big event is going to be coming soon. As summer rolls out, so is UFC Fit, and then the whole world is going to change. Certainly our world. Health, fitness, motivation, inspiration. You want to get lean? You want to get sexy? You want to get freaking ripped? You just want to live a long, fulfilling life? Well, UFC Fit, that's what we cover. That's what we're trying to get at you. That's what we're bringing to you. Very excited. Can't wait to bring that to you guys. And I'm going to jump off here. Click back on. Let's get Brandi Dolce on the line and go over the Q&As.
Let's see here. Oh, Matt Auger says, I went from 264 pounds to 185 pounds. That's 79 pounds. Can I get a shout out? He lost 79 pounds. And his question is for you. What is your opinion on lowering your carb intake when cutting weight?
Matt, first, you are a gangster, man. 79 pounds. 70. I know. That's so you 264 to 185. I was 280 to 170. Yeah, that is a huge lifestyle change, man. How different is life? So 264, you were probably what, in the double extra large, maybe touching triple extra large. 185, that's a large to a medium. At 280, I was a triple extra large. And now, even now at 195, I'm a medium t-shirt, and I don't look like I'm going to a nightclub. I'm on the Jersey Shore. It actually fits me comfortably. I'm certainly a large, depending on the cut. Matt, you went from 264 to 185. I can't stop talking about that because I know the type of lifestyle change that is. You are now a millionaire. For those of you that don't know, you can't comprehend, you're not sure, losing the type of weight that Matt has or that I have or that many, 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 Justin Boyarsky has or Megan has or – God, there's just so many. Or you look at the Facebook page. There's so many people that have lost dramatic amounts of weight. It's like you were poor and struggling and working, making minimum wage, and your bills were triple minimum wage. And all of a not all of a sudden, and you just work your ass off, and you build your, and you gain more, and you increase your paycheck, and your bills go down. And now you're a millionaire, and that's what it feels like. No matter what your situation in life, that's what it feels like to lose that type of weight, to make that type of lifestyle change, because that's what it is. You're flying around in helicopters now. you're eating caviar on yachts. That's what it feels like to lose that much weight healthily. That's what it feels like. And so, Matt, that's awesome. I love it. And hopefully your story is going to motivate lots of other people to make the same type of change you have, because yes, it is possible. Just like Matt, he made the decision. He lost a tremendous amount of weight. Now, can he? And yes, this is your shout out, Matt, and your question. What's my opinion on lowering carb intake when cutting weight? You know, I typically keep carb intake semi-static, and I focus on – and here, guys, this is the secret. This is the trick. The Dolce diet principles. I'm not just talking shit. I'm not just making this up because it sounds like fun. We eat only earth-grown nutrients every 2 to 4 hours based upon what we just did and what we're about to do. That is how we cut weight, because we know we monitor our output. We monitor our energy expenditure. We monitor the need. What do we need? What's our hydration level? What's our level of health? And we maintain our level of health, and we make sure we get the weight down in a healthy manner, in a gradual manner. That's what we do. And we use carbohydrates because we need carbohydrates. I do not suggest cutting out your carbs, because that's one way to cut weight. But you know what? Your body runs on carbohydrates. We run on sugar. Our brain runs on sugar. We need that, right? I equate cutting weight to being on the Apollo 13 mission. We all might know the movie with Tom Hanks. In essence, the spacecraft shoots off of Earth, and it gets near to the moon and has some sort of major malfunction. And they have to shut down all the systems just to hopefully make it back to the planet alive in one piece. They have to shut down all non-essential systems and put full power into the essential systems in order to have just enough energy to get to the finish line, to get home safely, to get to Earth. That's what cutting weight is. We make sure we are healthy. The essential ingredients are healthy, and we don't waste external energy on the bullshit. That's how you cut weight, guys. That's the easiest way. Now, you'll look around no matter what level, from rank amateur all the way up to world class, and you'll see so much wasted energy. The people around them are usually the biggest drain, the biggest waste. The interactions, the external interactions they have are huge, huge problems. You know, the wasted energy, the wasted thought, anxiety, I mean, all of these things go into a weight cut. So we have to minimize, eliminate, reduce that. Then we put all essential, all vital, number one rule, all earth-grown nutrients, all hands on deck. Keep us healthy. There you go. Go do your jobs. Do what you're supposed to do. Don't be staying up till, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, hanging out, walking, watching, doing whatever, fight with your girl, that's a big one, or your guy or whatever. People spend a lot of energy doing that stuff when really, and we're talking about cutting weight here, and this is kind of what I'm trying to touch with you. It's very important to keep your body running on the essential nutrients that it needs and get rid of all the other bullshit. This way, you can eat carbohydrates. You can eat your regular diet. You can eat a well-balanced diet of earth-grown nutrients, of course, including carbohydrates, the body's primary fuel source. Why would I eliminate the body's primary fuel source as we got closer to the most important physical competition, the most mentally stressful competition of your life? Why would we drop carbohydrates, the essential fuel source? Of course we don't. So we have to drop all the other bullshit, the external bullshit. And the training that should be, and of course, the periodization, the proper peaking is essential. And this is something I do. People say, yeah, diet, the weight loss guy. I'm a peaking specialist. I know how to freaking peak properly, healthy, cleanly. Yeah, I call it the positive bubble. We put a positive bubble around ourselves, around the athlete. And that's the only thing that matters. And the athlete has everything they need and nothing. They're just floating all the way to performance time. Performance could be anything. It could be in college, you're taking just midterms. MMA, obviously, it's getting punched in the face. And again, we're going to circle back, and that's all carbohydrates. That's part of the healthy, well-balanced, earth-grown nutrient diet. And why I went on so long about that is because most other people, they go into calorie deficit. They go into nutrient deficit. They drop their carbs. They cut their water. They start taking the pills, the powders, and the potions that are supposed to save them. And they shirk, they walk away from whole foods, from real foods, from earth-grown nutrients. So they deprive themselves of what's vital and what's necessary, which is counterintuitive. It's contrary to their goal. That's what I do.
I try and offer common sense suggestions to allow the individual, yourself, myself, to maintain our regular level of health and our typical lifestyle. We just get rid of all the other bullshit. But most people aren't living by the Dolce diet principles, eating only earth-grown nutrients every 2 to 4 hours based on what you just did, what you're about to do. Most people aren't following that specifically. They're getting better, myself included. I'm not perfect. And you guys, I know, are getting better. So all of that came from carb intake when cutting weight. All right, now let's do a quick round. Just go, shoot through. One word answers. Here we go.
All right. What are three dietary non-negotiables you have? For example, I will not fill in the blank, or I always fill in the blank. Just curious.
I will not eat processed foods. I will always eat earth-grown nutrients.
Caleb James asks, oh, that was Aaron Brandt. Caleb James asks, what do you or Brandy do to clean your oven? I'm looking at this oven cleaner and I'm thinking, this will probably kill my family.
Yeah, we don't use any of that stuff. We don't use any of the harsh chemicals. We use distilled vinegar. That's our primary cleaning source. And we try and stay. We clean every day. We clean after our meals. We always clean. You know, it's much easier to take 10, 15 minutes to clean up after yourself so you don't have to do these massive, crazy power cleanings. And then we do, you know, we just little elbow grease and little proper materials. I don't know why. Don't use all that, those chemicals, because that's going to get to your food. Why would you do that?
John Davis says, does my body stop losing weight if I decide to eat the same breakfast, lunch, and dinner during the week to make meal planning easier? I would use different recipes the next week, so variety would be weekly, not daily. I would do this until I learned to meal plan to do more daily variety.
John, why don't do that? Go. Do you have the Living Lean books, the book or cookbook, or the Living Lean book? Use eggs, for example. You can have poached egg. You can have eggs over easy. You can have a scramble. You can have an omelet. You can have a quiche. You can have hard-boiled eggs. I mean, you can have eggs in so many different ways. Egg pizza, one of my favorite recipes. So that's seven different ways to have eggs right there. And you can have all the same ingredients. You can have the peppers. You can have the onions. You can have the spinach. You can have all the same ingredients just mixed in different ways. Some are raw, sprinkled on top. Some are cooked in. Some are sautéed, put on the side. That's how I do it. The ingredients, I mean, they rotate and the recipes rotate, but the bases, I mean, you can have fun playing with that stuff. So don't eat the same. And the chicken, I mean, is the same way. The skinny sumo stir fry, the tropical fried chicken. There's a ton of recipes that you can use, unless you just only can know how to cook one thing. Then that's awesome. Cook your one thing and then make a variation. Keep making a variation. That's how I learned how to cook.
Raymond Haas asks, what's your take on the bodybuilding.com structured workout plans? I find myself needing something like that.
They're pretty good. A great way to start. White belt, blue belt, maybe.
Martin Green says, can you run through a day in the life of Vitor or Tiago or any other athlete?
Yeah, they're focused on training constantly during training camps. It's training, it's eating, training, resting, eating, training, resting, and then keeping just enough extra time for the closest people around them. They put everything out. And that's why they're top-notch pros, and that's why they're great guys, great, good family men.
Chris Bickley wants to know, could you give some detailed thoughts on the paleo diet on your podcast, please?
I like a lot of the concepts of the paleo diet. You know, they do focus on earth-grown nutrients. It's just the breakdowns. I think there's a lot of exclusions in the paleo diet that I don't think are practical or sustainable for many different outputs and functions, and lots of other people feel the same way. But, I mean, I think paleo diet's one of the better programs out there.
George Gonzalez says, is there any rice that is good for you?
Yeah, lots of rice. Rice is good for you based on time and place, based on your output. I'm a big brown rice and basmati rice fan. That's in a lot of our recipes.
Michelle Carnes-Poston asks, what's the Dolce opinion on natural organic beauty products, toiletries, and cleaning supplies? Do you make your own? Love the podcast. Boom.
We try and only use the natural products. We do the best of our ability. I mean, natural deodorant really doesn't work very well. I haven't found a good one. Tried Tom's deodorant. It made me actually smell worse. Maybe it's just the way I mixed with it. But yeah, Brandy knows.
I do know.
You know, and yes, you know, as you know, we have the ability to do so. We've already planned, you know, certain products to share with you guys. Things that we use or things that we feel that we could make a little bit better using our resources or experience. So just keep your eye out. We will have some products out there healthy, you know, that fit our line. Things that I only suggest and talk about things that I use in my own house, on my family, on myself. So we're coming.
George Gonzalez says, are baby carrots good or bad for you?
They're awesome.
Mark Nendick says, what do you recommend as far as recovery goes? How many days off a week or any days off?
Yeah, constant days off. This is one of the funniest things. I'm the guy that's always telling my athletes to take a day off, to take time off, to relax, to pull it back. Most hard training athletes, most dedicated athletes, they train too hard, too often. And a lot of times, specifically in MMA, a lot of the coaches don't know what the other coach did. So let's say they have a striking, a grappling, and a strength coach. Well, all three coaches typically push the guy hard. They have their own periodized program. The athlete himself does not have an overall periodized program. And this is something I try and do. I offer, you know, I call it the block system. We set up blocks for everybody. So everybody knows the type of intensity and volume that the athlete needs and what he's coming from and where he's about to go. That's very important. And when you're with that, recovery is the most important thing. If you're elite athletes, advanced athletes, you know, MMA, we'll focus on MMA, but, you know, in general, you can't sustain more than 115 or hour and 15 minutes, 75 minutes of really intense exercise. I like my athletes to be in and out of the gym in an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 30, because you got to go to the locker room and use a restroom or whatever. Get in, get out, save your emotions, train your ass off. 15 minutes to warm up, 15 minutes to cool down. And in the middle, you're fucking focused. You work your ass up, you go home, you rest. That, I think, is the best way to do it. It doesn't happen because there's not a lot of organization, either in the athlete's mind or, you know, the coaching system. I'm not bagging on anybody. It's every organization. I mean, it's in corporations. It's not just in, you know, a fight team. It's a company. It's a corporation, the way I see it. And there's a lot of inefficiency all across the board and everything everybody does. So you want to make sure that the rest and recovery are utmost important. Every time I see somebody, and most people that were chronically overworked, I mean, just you listening, what's your job? You sitting in traffic today? We're all overworked. We all need a little bit of time off.
Patty McAllister asks, how many liters a day of water should we drink? I take at least 5 liters, and I'm sick of listening to out-of-shape people tell me I'm wrong. Also, how much water on fight week should you drink by water loading, or does it depend on the cut you were doing?
How many liters a day of water should we drink? I drink 8 liters or so, you know, sometimes more than that. When I'm training hard, it's over 2 gallons, you know, liters, you probably over in Patty. Yeah, Patty is,
you yeah,
sound
you know
like you're from Ireland, but I'm not going to, a UK I'm saying, but certainly over on the European side. Talking in liters here, you know, we say pounds, 2 pounds is roughly 8 liters, a little bit less than 8 liters. I drink 2 gallons. I drink 2 gallons a day, roughly 8 liters a day. Brandy drinks roughly 4 liters a day, roughly a gallon a day. She is a woman. People that say that you're drinking too much, well, look at them. Yeah, they're out of shape. So just don't even get involved with people like that. I mean, just lead by example. Otherwise, they're parasites. They're going to suck your energy. They're going to pull your energy away. They are the crabs in the pot. They're nipping at your heels, trying to pull you down their level. Why are you going to do that healthy thing? Why don't you do this unhealthy thing? Look like us, be like us. Make us feel better about ourselves. That's what's happening, Patty. So, no. I mean, you'll know. I mean, are you urinating frequently? Are you sweating properly? Do you have good energy when you train? Are you clear-headed? Do you feel good? Are you digesting properly? I mean, that's what you should determine your water intake. You know, me, I'm roughly a 200-pound guy, 195-pound guy. 2 gallons a day, I feel amazing. When I go down, when I go like to a gallon a day or a little over a gallon a day, I can feel it. I slow down. So consider that, Patty.
Robert Schwartz asks, what do you sweeten your coffee with? I'm using Stevia, but it changes the taste of the coffee. I like Truvia and iced tea better. Thanks.
Hey, Robert, I use coconut oil. That's right, real coconut oil. I used to do a little bit of agave and some almond milk, but I'm kind of past that now. And I like my coffee black or with a little, or, you know, typically always with a little bit of a coconut oil in there. It's absolutely delicious.
George Gonzalez, again, is really getting in there. He says,
George.
He says, is ranch dressing okay to eat with my veggies?
I say no. I don't know any ranch dressing that's made healthy unless you have a good recipe, but
Jody Chili King Wilkinson says, I'm a shift worker and find it hard to stick to regular eating patterns due to the shift rotation. What sort of plan would you recommend? I have your books, which have been helpful.
Well, here's the thing, and this is why the Dolce Diet principles are so solid. Again, I'm not talking shit here, people. I've been doing this my whole life. I understand. Number one principle, earth grow nutrients, Jody. So you're a shift worker. You need to stick to a regular eating pattern. Well, here's pattern number one. You're only going to eat earth-grown nutrients. Here's pattern number two. You're going to eat every 2 to 4 hours based on what you just did and what you're about to do. That's the plan I recommend. And then you're going to stay accountable to it.
You're going to plan. You're going to prepare. You're going to prepackage things, bring them with you. You're not going to eat the shit because you're prepared. That's the accountability. You're good to go. So I work with lots of shift workers. I'm talking about my brother-in-law, Joe. And boom, right there. I mean, this man, he works insane. He works insane. He's on all sorts of task force. It's special. And he's all sorts of great stuff. And this man is freaking busy. He's in better shape than most of the population. He's doing it the right way. And he just plan. Now he's on the Earth Grow Nutrient kick. I mean, he was, you know, doing the bodybuilding thing, and he was dedicated, and he had that going. And now he's really pushing the health and longevity side. That's all you need to do, Jody, and you're good to go.
Philip Lutley asks, post-training nutrition, he finishes at 9 p.m. and bed at 10:30 p.m., so what should he eat?
I would have the Bapple juice immediately after training, and I would do maybe the tropical fried chicken before bed. Absolutely amazing, with something green on the side.
That's delicious. Stephen Haltfreder says, what are some things to eat when I'm at school from 9 to 3:30? I also have a strength and conditioning class every morning.
I try not to let anything happening in my life affect the food that I need to eat based on what I just did or what I'm about to do. Nobody can tell me that I'm a grown man. Nobody can say you can't eat that. I have a health issue. I can't eat that. Ooh, nobody wants to see you drop dead. Nobody wants to see you pass out or call the ambulance. I have to have my meal. I just need 4 minutes, 5 minutes. I'll stay later. I'll make it up. Nope, I'll come 5 minutes early. I'll leave 5 minutes. You're not there. You're not talking to Sheila at the water cooler. You're eating your Earth Grow Nutrients every 2 to 4 hours based on what you just did, what you're about to do, in accordance with your goals. Nobody can tell you that you can't do that. So bring those meals accordingly. Now, there's certain more convenient meals, absolutely, not knowing what your setup is. Is there a kitchen there? Is just living out of a backpack? Do you have a vehicle nearby?
He's a student.
I know all sorts of students, and that's what I'm saying. There's all sorts of students. 9 to 3:30, so maybe you're high school, so you have a good meal right before you go to school. Then you have a snack. Then you typically have your lunch. Then you have another snack. Then, boom, you're on your way home again. Maybe you're getting your workout in. Maybe you're going to study. You're going to get that training in at some point. Then you're going to have another big meal, and you call it a day.
Darius Carter asks, are you drinking 2 gallons of bottled water or tap? I was concerned about the chlorine and fluoride, but they say bottled water can also cause cancer.
Yeah, I try and drink out of the Big Berkey that we have, which is a water purifying system with microfilters. I've talked about it before. You know, I should start selling these damn things or get a piece of it, because I love the fact how many of you are sending me letters and photos of your Big Berkeys based upon me saying I have it in my own home and talking about it. That's what I use, and that filters out everything. But yeah, sometimes I certainly do use the plastic bottles just because it's there and it's convenient. But I try not to use it too much, and I don't let it sit in the sun. I don't let them get warm. You know, I do my best to kind of preserve them. We actually keep them in a dark closet in my house, and we try and keep a lot of bottled water on hand living in Vegas. But most of our water we try and get out of the Big Berkey. And what we do is we fill it constantly, and then we fill glass jugs of the water. So we always have extra water on hand, whether it's in the refrigerator. We'll use it for our smoothie. Here's a tip. Fill up a bottle, you know, like a half gallon glass water jug, put it in the refrigerator so it's nice and cold. That's what we use to make our juices and smoothies. You know how your blender kind of like heats things up a little bit, and you got to put the ice in there, and it changes the flavor, the consistency. Just use ice cold water. Oh, it's awesome.
All right, guys, episode 20 in the books. Great show. Once again, love those Q&As. Keep them coming in to our Facebook page, The Dolce Diet. Every Sunday, check me out on Twitter for my live and free Q&A. Remember, I answered over 800 questions on one Sunday. I'm going to try and beat that record here eventually, but it's hard. I got blackberry fingers. I got cramps. My muscles in my thumbs are so big, so buff. I got the biggest, buffest thumbs in the world from typing on my BlackBerry. I'm still using that old BlackBerry. RIM, BlackBerry Company. Come on, guys. You can't release it to the U.S. audience here soon. You release it in the U.K. You release it in Canada. Not in the U.S. yet. I've been using this BlackBerry Curve for almost 2 years now. I think I'm the last guy in the United States to have a BlackBerry, waiting for the new one to come out. Can't wait. Let's get this thing going. I hear it's going to be released end of March. That's going to be the touchscreen. I want the old school. I want the keyboard. That's going to be released a little bit later on in this season. I'm going to get them both, see which one I like best. So what else? Check out thedolcediet.com. I mean, anywhere you want to know. Oh, my God, I forgot. Check out our Facebook page and look at the amazing before and afters. At first, we didn't want to put all the before and afters because we get flooded every day. Photos, photos, photos. We didn't want to feel like we were using you to, you know, make our brand bigger, to sell our products. We're at the point now that these stories are so touching, so inspiring. We just want to share with you what people are doing.
people are losing hundreds of pounds, over 100 pounds, 50 pounds, 70 pounds, women losing over 50 pounds. I mean, it's incredible. So check out our Facebook page. We have a few on there now. Check out thedolcediet.com. We have more on there. Go to mydolcediet.com. The recipe group is up and it's running. It's doing absolutely great. We have all sorts of things out there for you guys. So please keep it going. I'm pinched on time. I got to jump off right now. Remember, don't count calories. Make calories count. Boom.
The Mike Dolce Show.
Because you can't.